going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
However, thought it was important to kind of bring it back locally, right? So Dylan Gabriel was the third round choice to the Cleveland Browns. So they expect him to be a quarterback, which is crazy because I'll be real. I didn't see Dylan Gabriel even getting drafted, you know, anywhere near the top three rounds.
No, probably like five or six.
Yeah,
projecting him out to be.
I never saw Dylan Gabriel being that high on anybody's draft board. And shout out to him, though. I mean, not to say you don't deserve it. If you were an Oregon fan, you saw what Dylan Gabriel was able to do for you. Outside of the playoff game against Ohio State, he was brilliant for most of this year, for all of this year. So definitely deserved the opportunity to at least try for an NFL team. But I'll be honest, I'd be lying if I said, yeah, I knew Dylan Gabriel would get drafted. I had no idea. I didn't think he would be the prototype NFL guy, which is weird because they're talking a lot about, you know, Shador size. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel's smaller than him, right?
Oh, like, yeah, way
so smaller. Like, so I don't want to hear it's a size thing anymore. That's clearly not what it is for Shador. A lot of it has to do with
Gabriel's
him being
accurate,
young.
Though. A lot more accurate than Shador.
I think so.
I mean, he's Jackson one of the most Dart accurate quarterbacks of
Jackson Dart was not. You know, but
no, but he can run Jackson Dart. That's a little different. Shador yeah. Sanders is an RPO quarterback. Brian Daboll wants to run an RPO system in New York. Jackson Dart fits well with that. He was also being coveted for that reason.
That's
by
fair. He's
Sean
faster,
McVay.
And he's faster than Shador. So
exactly.
I understand that part. If that's what Brian Daboll wants to do, hopefully it works. You know, but right now there's a bit of a quarterback controversy. No, I don't want to call it a controversy because you've got like five of them if you're in if you're in Cleveland right now. So, really, I don't think they're not going to keep five quarterbacks. They're going to move forward with three, and I'm trying to figure out which two we think we're going to be cut. I'm going to go ahead and say probably one of them is Flacco.
No, I think he's their week one starter, frankly. They wouldn't have re-signed him.
You think so?
He was their latest signing before the draft. This is after the Deshaun Watson situation kind of contract-wise got worked out. Essentially, you remember what, maybe a month or two ago, they gave Deshaun Watson kind of an upfront payment to get some cap space and to kind of get rid of that. That is all guaranteed money. Deshaun Watson's seeing it, but they're trying to give themselves some flexibility to go forward, and that means they're most likely going forward without Deshaun Watson on their roster. So I would believe he's probably one of the five. You're looking at Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, and Deshaun Watson. Pickett, of course, was traded for in the offseason. He's been a backup. You know, Pittsburgh gave an opportunity to start. He wasn't great coming out of college. He was highly touted and now kind of just slipped down to backup status. So I feel like it's between Pickett, Gabriel, and Shador to get those final two spots behind Joe Flacco. I really do think, and from the reports I've seen, is that Joe Flacco, because he's the veteran presence, is going to be leading things in week one. So.
Yeah, it's going to be Shador and it's going to be Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, like, you think Pickett will be the odd man out?
Yeah, I think Pickett is probably the odd man out in this instance. Shador is we've seen what he can do in college, especially with an NFL receiver. Like, that's the one thing we forget. We forget he had the number two person in the draft, the Heisman winner, helped him win the Heisman. So I think Shador is a capable quarterback. We've seen him make some incredible plays. We've also seen Dylan Gabriel make some incredible plays. I think the question is going to be who's going to grasp the playbook the fastest and who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. I think that's going to be, as we move into training camp and as we move into, you know, all the OTAs and whatnot, who is going to show up the most? Shador has the most to prove at this point. Obviously, you're a fifth-round pick that probably should have been a second or third-round pick. Your, quote-unquote, maturity has kept him out of that top two rounds, top three rounds. I was for sure he was going to be drafted in the third round by Cleveland because they had those two picks, or, you know, kind of back to back. So
I mean, yeah, a lot of quarterbacks taken ahead of Shador.
There were a lot of quarterbacks, and some of them I don't know if it's warranted. I don't think Dylan Gabriel was better than Shador. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think
Dylan Gabriel is better than Shador. I think
overall talent wise, probably not.
No, but I mean, I think Dylan Gabriel is mature. I think Shador is also, you know, he's not a young kid, you know, so he's what, 23, 24?
And I mean, the thing about Gabriel too is he's a lefty. And if you hear from coaches in the NFL, more often than not, they don't want to have to design an offense for a left-handed quarterback.
All of a sudden, got to get a great right tackle.
You're playing everything opposite. And usually, I mean, yeah, God, it's like having a left-handed catcher. Usually, you run everything to the other side, and having to roll out to the left changes everything.
And sometimes sometimes it can be a good thing, because much like guarding a lefty in basketball, you're not expecting a lot of stuff they do. Like, Mike Vick is probably the best lefty, you know, of all time. You know, the things he could do is pretty impressive, you know, out there. So maybe, you know, Dylan Gabriel can have something similar. He's obviously not as fast as, you know, Mike Vick was. So that rollout could be crazy, could be dangerous. But I don't know, man. I'm pulling for Shador. Yeah. I'm also pulling for Dylan Gabriel. Like, I want them both to succeed. Obviously, there can only be one starting quarterback. What's the old adage? If you have two, you don't got one.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. And right now you have three. Joe Flacco is good enough to win you three or four games, you know, and if he goes out there and starts the season on a high note, especially considering how they've kind of cleaned up this defense a little bit, if you're Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Maybe they don't go to either one of the rookies. Maybe they stay with Flacco for as long as possible and ride the hot hand. Yeah.
There's the possibility that, yeah, Flacco could just have kind of a magical run at the end of his career. He's shown that he's sustainable. Hell, Cleveland Brown has been to the playoffs recently. It's kind of weird to say that, right? But, like, he's the kind of quarterback that can get them there. And he doesn't have a strong arm. He's basically a noodle now.
Yeah,
but he can lead the offense. He's that check down guy. that knows where everybody in the huddle needs to be.
Right.
And I think for the Cleveland Browns, for Stefanski, that's extremely important. And it's also important for a guy like Shedeur Sanders coming into this situation, who at this point, I mean, we don't need to talk about why he dropped. Like, I think
that's over at this point.
But it was a value proposition for the Browns that it was like, oh my God, this projected first round pick is sitting in our lap. We've already taken a quarterback. Maybe it was the owner that called the Browns, because I mean there are reports, and you did see the draft room with the front office executives when the Browns drafted Shedeur Sanders. It looked like a bunch of guys being held hostage, right? They didn't look too happy about it. So whether it was the owner meddling or not, it's a value proposition way far down in the draft. And at this point, it's the smartest move for the Browns to see where Joe Flacco takes you. And then the next best talent that you have available on your roster, in my opinion, is Shedeur Sanders. See how Flacco helps you. See if, you know, you can insert him week 7, 8, or 9 if the season's not necessarily going how you want it to with Flacco. I think that that's the scenario that Cleveland's looking at here with Shedeur Sanders.
And I think, I know we have to break, but I think it's important to remember, Joe Flacco was no scrub.
Nope.
At Joe Flacco's best, he was like 4,000 yards a year, you know, type thing.
He had a cannon.
He had a great arm. He beat some amazing teams en route to a championship, you know, and he's been in some amazing playoff battles with that. He's the best Ravens quarterback there's ever been.
Yep.
They're like, I mean, seriously, you got the Trent Dilfers and the other guys. Like, he's the best Ravens quarterback there has ever been. Like, and in his prime, I'm talking about a time with Tom Brady and with Peyton Manning, he was underneath, and Drew Brees, like, he was a top 5, top 6 guy, you know, at a point. And so,
just quiet. He never really made waves.
No, he didn't. And he had a defense that was able to carry him, yes, you know, a lot of times. And so Joe Flacco can teach these rookies a lot about how to be winners and a lot about how to be professionals. And I think that's the main thing. This is not college, you know. There's no NIL deal coming here. Like, this is the professional ranks. And I think Joe Flacco, I don't know if there's a better teacher. Maybe a Kirk Cousins, you know, something like that. But I don't know if there's a better teacher than a Super Bowl MVP like Joe Flacco.
And I really look at the weather, you know, for cities in the NFL and for teams, because if you're the Steelers, if you're the Ravens, you know, if you're the New York Giants, if you're an outdoor team up in the Northeast, the Buffalo Bills, you have to build your team, the New England Patriots, a little bit differently than the Dallas Cowboys or the Los Angeles Rams, right? Yeah. And Joe Flacco succeeded in Baltimore. He's that cold weather quarterback that can come into Cleveland and actually offer some education. And I know Shedeur played in Colorado. They're up in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But cold in the NFL in, you know, like October, November, December in Buffalo, New York, as opposed to, you know,
in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. In Baltimore, as opposed to the Colorado Rockies in October, November, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
And I think that Flacco can really help not just Shedeur, but Dylan Gabriel with that. He has no experience in cold weather, but I'm
telling
you.
Dylan Gabriel is from Hawaii.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm definitely not cold there.
I'm telling you all, though, Duck fans, beware. I'm a huge Duck fan. I love this. I love that Gabriel got an opportunity, but left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL just do not succeed as often, and I'm just not sure that we're going to see him getting the opportunity that, say, like a Shedeur Sanders is.
There it is. So I'm pulling for Shedeur. I'm also pulling for Dylan Gabriel. It's one of those things. I want both of these young men to succeed, but there can only be one, and we'll see what that looks like for them. So,
And by the way, before anybody texts and says, well, yeah, Schultz, Steve Young, Michael Vick, they were lefties. I know. I think Tua's a lefty too, right?
Tua's lefty too.
So Tua is one out of 32 quarterbacks that's a left-hander?
Something like that.
That is my point, right? I think old Boomer Esiason was a left-hander too. So we're, yes, pick
it's
the handful
short
of guys that have been left-handed over the 30, 40 years in the league that we're talking about here.
And I think
it
that's
just doesn't
hope,
happen very often.
And
okay?
It doesn't. And I think the hope is that you do turn into Steve Young.
Exactly.
That if you are mobile, you can be Michael Vick. You know, and Steve Young was also incredibly mobile. And so
I think
being a left-handed quarterback, if you are not able to move like that, I think that's going to be a huge kind of challenge for you as you get ready to move forward. So
yeah.
So do you want to go back to basketball? Yes.
Yeah, there's just so much, man. We can go back to basketball. There's, you know, slipping some Mariners talk at the end of the hour before we go, too.
Ooh, like, that's
they,
cool.
They have won 8 straight series in a row now. They are in first place and have the 3rd best run differential in all the American leagues.
Well, I'm with it. It's early in the season, so yeah, we can definitely talk about
that. I need to celebrate
Let's do it. We can definitely celebrate that. So, but first, we got a couple game ones, or excuse me, got a game 7, got a game 1 tonight, got a couple big games tomorrow, a couple game 1s that should be a lot of fun to watch. We'll talk about those and kind of maybe pick some winners. We'll do that next, right here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.